I'm Joshua Bayer. This is a special archive edition of Curtains Date, originally aired February 26, 2002. Nick welcomes a group of high school thespians to discuss their competition play, The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, Abridged. Joshua Preston, Kyle Moore, Walter Early, and yes, yours truly, were accompanied by our director and friend, Tonda Fields, a lover of acting and directing local students. The group had a merry time doing excerpts from The Bard. I hope you enjoy.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Curtains at 8. I'm Nick Lawrence. Pleased to be here with you. Also pleased to be here with some young actors from the area. The players from Paul Lawrence Dunbar High School are here with us. And there is a big show that they've had. And it seems to be unending. Tonda Fields, you're here with us tonight, director of the show. Get in here close and tell me the background and the history to what we're about to do here tonight.
Well, the Kentucky Theater Association has a play competition in the fall, and The Complete Works of William Shakespeare Abridged was Dunbar's entry. It's 45 minutes from beginning to end, and that's the only guideline they give you.
And
that's it. That's all they say.
It's a sprint.
And it was held in Danville at Center College, and it was amazing to be able to see all of the other schools and what they did and everything. And we were delighted that we won. And now,
so
next,
you were the big winner. Then.
We were the champions. Yes.
Okay. Now tell me about this. This Shakespeare thing, you said it's 45 minutes from beginning to end, and that's all the guidance they give?
Well,
is it a sprint through all the plays?
It exactly is. It's a farce. Every play ever written is touched on.
The juicy parts.
And the juicy parts, we try to hit on all of them. We've got three very talented and very wacky guys here who you'll soon
very
find
wacky.
Out. So,
do we have certification?
Wacky.
Do you guys have credentials that say wacky on them?
More wacky than that.
Okay.
No, they're very talented too.
Okay. Who do we have with us, Tonda? You want to introduce your lineup here?
I would love to. We have Josh Bayer, who is
portraying
Josh. How are you?
Josh. We have Josh Preston, who is portraying Josh.
Hello.
And we have Kyle Moore, who is playing not Josh in the show.
Hello.
Wait a minute. You're Joshing me.
Oh, that's an original one.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. So what are these three guys going to do? They're going to do 45 minutes of Shakespeare?
They do 45 minutes of every play ever written by Shakespeare. The first portion of the show is Romeo and Juliet, which starts it out. All three guys play men, women, servants with the use of a million props.
Mm-hmm.
It's just fast and wacky and furious. And
well, it's going to be interesting to do this on radio then.
Radio
is a very visual medium, but we don't actually use things from the hardware store. You know, it's a little different.
They will paint the picture very clearly, I promise.
Sounds good. Okay, let's go from left to right. On the left of your dial is Kyle Moore. Kyle, welcome to Curtains at 8.
Hi.
Good to have you here.
It's good to be here.
Yeah, do you feel like sort of the dissenting member of the trio?
I mean, as
a name of Kyle, and
they kind of treat me like that.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the situation? Are you guys in a drama class, or is drama an elective, an extracurricular activity at school, or what?
Kind of started a while back with this show. Me and two other guys were gonna do it, and then we didn't really have any guidance, so we kind of just let the ball drop. One of them dropped out, and Josh Preston joined in, and then. We tried it for a while, and it didn't work. We didn't really have a good director or a director at all, so kind of just fell over the summer. But then Josh Bayer jumped in, and they gave it over to Tonda, and she took it over.
So, Tonda, you're the director of the show.
Extraordinaire.
Well, I am. And as you hear, I had several, I think, that attempted to do this before. But with brave heart and just a lot of talent. Then
were they hard to work with?
They weren't.
Not at all.
We're little angels.
Okay.
No, they're actually wonderful. Trish Clark, who heads the drama department at Dunbar, has such talented students, and she trains them so well that actually all I had to do is come in and have some fun.
We had a blast.
All the time?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Patricia Clark is the director for Shakespeare in the Park, as well as the drama teacher at Dunbar High School.
Yes, sir.
And she not only has great talent herself, but she's able to work with great talent. And sometimes that's not easy to do. The better the talent, the tougher it is on the coach a lot of times.
Oh, she's extraordinary.
She's pretty amazing.
Okay. All right, Josh Preston.
Yes, sir.
Tell me a little background about yourself. Native Lexingtonian?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I got into theater. Kyle, actually, it's kind of ironic because Kyle got me into theater my sophomore year,
mm-hmm.
and he talked me into auditioning for a play, and I didn't make callbacks. And then later on that year, he convinced me again, and I didn't want to do it, and we fought back and forth. And I ended up being cast, and he wasn't. And there was some hard feelings there for a little while. And it was the ironic thing was Tonda was the director then.
Tonda was directing.
Yes, sir.
She took you and left Kyle out.
Exactly, yes, sir.
Let me say, I realized the error of my ways.
Wait a minute. Oh, thank you, because then I would have been kicked out of it.
A little public confession here.
Yeah, both the Joshes were in it, actually. Yeah, but I wasn't.
Okay.
So then that was the last time I really worked with Tonda. And then, like Kyle said, we started working on this last
mm-hmm,
year.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Miss Clark came to us over the summer and said, you know, would you like to do that for the competition play this coming up school year and have Tonda Fields as your director? And we all jumped on it. We were like, great. And, you know, okay. I called up Josh, and we were all pretty excited about it.
Okay, sounds good. Now, do you guys hang out together ordinarily anyway, or has the drama sort of brought you together?
Yes, sir. We've all hung out quite a lot.
Okay, next up we have Josh Bayer, who is over toward the right side of your radio dial. Josh, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good, and you associate with these folks here socially as well as dramatically?
Yes, I do. Yes,
yeah?
I do.
Yeah, how long have you guys been palling?
Josh and I have known one another since 10th grade when we did marching band together.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ended up auditioning for a Psycho Beach Party, the play that we got.
Psycho Beach Party?
Psycho Beach Party.
That's not a Walt Disney production, is it?
No, it was
far from
Charles Bush.
And from that's when we started getting along and getting to know one another.
Yeah, our Josh is like Nick's. Every time I meet another Nick, we're instantly brothers because there's not that many of us.
Oh, no, there's so very few of us.
I can't stand Josh.
Yeah, we hate each other.
I see. I'm sorry, I must have touched a nerve there. Okay, who else we have here? Walter Early, how you doing, Walter?
I understand
you're part of the technical support for all of this.
That's right.
Are you the guy that has to hand all these props back and forth and all that sort of good stuff?
Yes, Ashley Roach and I.
What kind of props do you have to handle?
We have the costumes.
Costumes, yeah, but...
Easy, like dresses and wigs.
These guys wear dresses and wigs.
That's right.
They do?
Yeah. We look good in them, too.
Yeah,
we wear them freely.
I see. Let's see the legs. It's a matter of opinion there, Josh. I don't know. So is this a timing play? Does this take a great deal of hustling on your part?
Parts of it do.
Yeah? Which parts? What's the toughest part?
Probably when they do Hamlet.
It
moves very quickly.
Yeah.
About a minute and a half.
Yeah, Hamlet's one of the easiest storylines to follow of all the Shakespeare plays.
Perhaps not in our production.
I see. Does one, as an audience, does one need listen quickly also?
Yes.
I mean, you can't fall asleep on a forsooth or something.
It's exactly. It's everyone has loved this visually and had a lot of fun, but if you have a Shakespearean background and know the plays, of course it's much easier to follow because they go at a rapid fire pace through all of the shows.
Okay, Walter Early, with your technical background, have you done tech on other plays? Is this the first time out?
This was my first time.
Yeah. Tech. What do you think of it? Do you like doing it?
Yeah. I love working with these guys.
Yeah. What?
A lot of fun.
Thanks, Walter.
I love you, Walter.
We love you.
Do you have aspirations to get on the stage yourself?
Walter and aspirations.
No.
So you like being behind the scenes? You like doing the technical parts?
Yes.
I tell you what, all of you young actors, you live and die with the technical people.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
He's shown us that before.
Yes, he has.
So have you done that, Walter? Have you showed them who's boss? Have you dropped a light on them or anything like that?
No.
I mean a lighting cue?
Put sticky stuff in our cups.
I see.
Just small things.
Okay, sounds good. All right, now, the Shakespeare is difficult It's difficult text. It's difficult meter with the dialogue in Shakespeare. How do you do a fast pace? Do you also work for clarity of meter and meaning, Tonda? Is this do you go for art as well as speed?
We go for a particular brand of art. I think you have to kind of hear it before you get the idea. But we do what would perhaps be not what the bard would expect to see in one of his productions. It's a mm-hmm. very different take on Shakespeare. But, of course, the language is a very integral part of that. And telling the story, I think, is the most important part. So mm-hmm. we worked really hard at that, no matter how fast it is, to be able to tell the story.
Okay, so there's a clarity that goes with all this.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what, I've got a little bit of music to play, and when we come back, if you gentlemen want to assume your roles, and maybe we can do a little excerpt.
We would love to.
Be great.
Okay, what shall we excerpt from?
Romeo and Juliet.
No! Okay.
One of my favorites. You're listening to Curtains at 8 on WUKY. I'm Nick Lawrence. I've got a room full of people that are actors. Kyle Moore, Josh Preston, and Josh Bayer. And the director of the show, Tonda Fields, is here. And we're going to run a little scene from this. Tonda, you want to set the scene up and while I move some microphones around so we get everybody involved here?
Yes, sir. This is Romeo and Juliet. After the introduction part of the show, the introductory part. This is the first show that we hit it off with. It's Romeo and Juliet, and I think it's one of our favorite parts, or certainly one of the audience's favorite parts, where these gentlemen will be portraying every part in Romeo and Juliet. So,
okay.
To see it.
All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their entrances, they have their exits, and one man in his time plays many parts. One man in his time plays many parts. Yes, how true. Now, where better to begin our exploration of one of the greatest of all English playwrights than in Verona, Italy, with two of his most beloved characters, Romeo and Juliet.
Hi.
Romeo and Juliet.
Hi.
Now, Josh and Kyle will be attempting to portray every major character role in Romeo and Juliet, while I will fill in as director, producer, soundman, choreographer, and narrator as needed. Now, after extensive textual research and analysis, we have decided to begin our abbreviated version of Romeo and Juliet with the prologue.
Let me hear it, Josh.
We're doing a show.
I don't care.
I hate you guys.
Two households, both alike in dignity, in fair Verona, where we lay our scene. From ancient grudge break to new mutiny, where civil blood makes civil hands unclean. From forth the fatal loins of these two foes, a pair of star-crossed lovers take their lives. From misaventious, piteous overthrows,
do with their death, and bury their parents' strife.
Act 1, Scene 1. In the street meet two men, both tall and handsome. One Benvolio, the other named Samson. Their hatred's fueled by an ancient feud, for one serves Capulet, the other Montague.
Oh, had to rise in the sun this morning, when she rises in the morning.
Ooh, it's him, and his guts, I'm gonna kill him!
Do you bite your thumb at me, sir?
Why, no, sir, I do would bite my thumb, sir.
Do you bite your thumb at me, sir?
No, sir, I do would bite my thumb, sir.
Do you quarrel, sir?
Oh, no, sir, I serve a good man as you.
No better?
Oh, why, yes, better.
Ow! Stop hitting me!
Enough of this crap. On to the gratuitous sex. So now to the Feast of Capulet, where Romeo is doomed to meet his Juliet, and where, in a scene of timeless romance, Romeo tries to get in Juliet's pants.
La 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 la, ooh, this floor is dirty. I better bend over and wash it.
Oh, she doth teach the torches to burn bright. Did my heart love till now forswore I sight? For I ne'er saw true beauty till this night. If I should profane with my unworthiest hand, my lips to blushing pilgrims ready stand, to smooth that rough touch with the tender kiss.
Oh, good pilgrim, you do wrong your hands way too much. For manly devotion shows in this, for saints have hands that pilgrims' hands do touch, but palm to palm is holy palmer's kiss.
Yes, but have not saints lips and holy palmers too?
Aye, pilgrim lips they must use in prayer.
Well then, dear saint, let lips do what hands do.
No, saints not grant the prayer for prayer's sake.
Then move not while prayer's effect I take.
I don't want to kiss you, Josh.
Kyle, it's in the script, buddy. Ow!
Oh, you kissed by the book. Come in, Mother.
Would you get up?
I'm up.
Get up.
Aye. Is she a Capulet? So I fear. The more is my unrest.
Up, let me up.
What are you doing?
Balcony scene.
Oh, but soft. What light through yonder window breaks?
Oh, Romeo, Romeo. Wherefore art thou, Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name. Or if thou will not, I shall no longer be in a Capulet. What's in the name anyway? That what we call a nose just smells things. Oh, Romeo, doff thy name, which is no part of thee, and take all myself.
I take thee at thy word. Call me but love.
Call you but love?
Lady, by yonder blessed moon, I swear.
Oh, swear not by the moon.
Why, then what shall I swear by?
Ah, that girl over there.
Lady, by yonder blessed virgin, I swear.
No, I don't think you
know what I was thinking.
Woo.
Ooh, far from it.
No, do not swear at all. Although I have joy in thee, I have no joy in this contract tonight. It is too rash, too sudden, too unadvised, too like the lightning, which does cease to lighten. Sweet, good night.
But wilt thou leave me so unsatisfied?
What satisfaction canst thou have tonight?
Why, thy exchange for thy love's faithful vows for mine.
I did give it thou, for thou did request it. Therefore, good night, parting such with sorrow. Really it is. See you later, but love.
sleep, dwell upon thine eyes, peace in thy breast. And soon be so sweet to rest.
Lo, Romeo did swoon with love. By Cupid he'd been crippled. But Juliet had a loathsome cuz, whose loathsome name was Tybalt.
Romeo, the love I bear thee can afford no better term than this. Therefore, turn and draw.
Tybalt, I never injured thee, but love thee more than thou canst devise.
Thou wretched boy, thou art a villain. Turn and draw.
Whoa, look!
What? I am slain.
Josh, where do we go now?
I don't know. He skipped all this stuff. Here, go there, go there.
Okay.
So from Tybalt's death onwards, the lovers were cursed. Despite the best efforts by both friar and nurse, their fate pursued them. They couldn't seem to duck it. And by the end of Act 5, they both just said... They both kicked the bucket.
Fantastic, fantastic. That's the first half of the scene, right?
Yes, sir.
There's more? There's more to come?
Yep. Oh, much more.
Okay.
I know you're on the edge of your seats.
All right, well, actually, I found it to be delightful. A couple of little saucy parts to it there, Josh Bayer.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Is that right? You're there to handle the heavy stuff?
Yeah, I add the spice.
Yeah? Okay, so the narrator also carries the flavor, as it were.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Now, are you all sort of editing this down just a little bit for radio? Is it a little bit watered down?
Oh, no.
No?
Oh, no.
Just the way she goes.
It's edited because you can't see the actual physicalities of what we're doing up on the stage.
What are you doing? And go back and tell me about the scene and what you might be doing.
For instance, when we do the I Take Thee at Thy Word, Call Me But Love, Kyle Moore is on Josh Bear's shoulders, and I pull him down, and he bends over in front of me, so there's innuendo
some
there.
There's some gag there.
Yes, sir.
What else is going on?
Well, with the virgin line, we usually point out somebody in the audience and...
You pick somebody who...
a female.
A victim.
Yes, sir.
And you go for the Revler girls.
And we embarrass them thoroughly.
Do you really?
It usually goes on for a little while, and usually they're quite embarrassed. But.
I see. So, okay. Now, this is the first half of it. There's more on the Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
But I got a couple technical things I need to iron out, such as the activity that surrounds what you're actually seeing. There was mention early on, Josh Bayer, about Benvolio and Samson.
Yes.
Well, it was Benvolio and Mercutio, to my recollection.
Well, that's what the script said. I just read from a script now.
Yeah, well, okay. Okay, Tonda, director, what say ye?
Save me. Samson is one of the minor characters in Romeo and Juliet. The Mercutio part, as funny as that was, we had to cut for time constraints, for 45 minutes.
You cut out the best part of the whole show.
Oh, we didn't. We didn't, I promise.
You didn't?
Yes, she did.
No, yeah. Mercutio wasn't funny at all in this version. So
who played Mercutio?
When we knew the 45-minute time constraint before we started.
So the 45 minutes is a constraint put on by the competition.
For the competition.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. I thought that that it was a 45-minute run by
No,
by
this
design.
Show would actually probably be two and a half.
Hours.
Hours.
Oh.
And our Ooh. Goal was to cut it to the 45 minutes, but leave in every single play. And we
and
did
you got
that.
It.
On good days, it's 44:30, so that's all okay. That's all we need.
So the opening scene with Benvolio and Mercutio talking about thrusting garbage and thrusting maidens and all that sort of stuff did not make it.
It did not make the cut.
I cannot
No,
believe.
Sadly, I didn't get to talk like that.
Oh, that's too bad, too bad. Okay, set up the second half for me now. What happens, Josh, from there?
Well, the nurse comes on.
The nurse?
Actually, Juliet comes on first.
Okay.
Juliet comes on.
I don't remember a nurse. Do I remember a nurse? Is there a nurse? Yeah,
there's a nurse.
Yeah, there's Friar Lawrence.
There's Friar Lawrence. Friar Lawrence
one of my
comes
relatives,
on.
Yeah.
And basically, it's Juliet talking about everything that happened, and the nurse comes on and tells her what happened, and she starts being all upset, and Josh Bear calms us down by coming out and
throwing water on their faces.
He splashes water on us. And this is my chance to play a female role.
Okay.
I get to play the nurse.
The nurse.
Yes,
okay.
sir. And Kyle's still playing Juliet, and Josh Bear's being playing the narrator, and I play Friar Lawrence as well.
Okay, I'm going to move the microphone over so each one of these gentlemen has his own microphone, and we're going to hear the second half of the Romeo and Juliet segment of the whole of Shakespeare. Okay, Kyle Moore, Josh Preston, and Josh Bear. Anytime you all are ready.
Up apace, you fiery-footed steeds, and bring me my Romeo. Come, knight. Come, gentle knight. Come, black-borrowed knight.
Yeah.
Come. Come. Yeah. Come. Knight. Knight.
No.
Knight.
You
and
doing?
Bring
no.
me my Romeo.
Oh, no.
God.
Okay, no. Oh, no.
Oh, how now, nurse? What news?
Alack the day! He's gone! He's killed! He's dead!
Can heaven be so envious?
Oh, Romeo! Romeo! Who would have ever thought it? Romeo!
Ah, what devil art thou to torment me thus? Has Romeo slain himself?
I saw the wound with mine own eyes!
What?
I saw the wound with mine own eyes!
Oh, God! He's dead! He's killed! He's murdered! What are you doing tonight?
Would you...
Oh, poor bankrupt-hearted once. Is Romeo slaughtered and is Tybalt dead? My truest cousin and my truest love. Oh, then dreadful trumpet sound the general doom.
No, Juliet, no. Tybalt is gone and Romeo banished.
Huh?
Romeo that killed Tybalt, he is banished.
But I don't get... Oh, God! Did Romeo's hand shed Tybalt's blood?
It did. Alack the day, it did.
Splash.
Thank you.
So, Romeo killed Tybalt. Well, that's good, isn't it? And Tybalt is dead, and if he wasn't, then Romeo would be dead. Well, that's good, isn't it? So why do I still feel like poop? Oh, Friar Lawrence.
Juliet, already know thy grief.
You do?
Here, take this vial and in this distilled liquor and drink thou off, and presently thou vein shall run a cold and drowsy humor.
Okay.
What's he doing? Uh-oh.
Satan! Ooh, I feel a cold and drowsy humor running through my veins.
Told you so.
Oh, no! My love! My wife! Death that had sucked the honey out of thy breast.
Don't touch those.
Sorry. Soon.
Oh, God.
Be so sweet to rest. O true apothecary, thy drugs are quick. Thus, with a kiss, I die.
Oh,
no.
Stop
get
it.
Off.
Get off
get
of him.
Off
get off of
me.
Him. Would you? Yes. Oh, God.
Good morning. Has anybody seen my... Oh, my cup enclosing my true love's hand. Then poison has been his timeless end. Oh, then happy dagger, this is thy sheath. Oh, it's kind of small, Romeo. That's Romeo for you. I can't feel it.
kill yourself already.
Fine. There, let it rust and I die.
Lo, Romeo and Juliet are finally dead.
And that's our scene. Yay! Romeo and Juliet from the complete works of William Shakespeare.
Bravo, bravo, bravo. Some very funny lines in there. And it does go quickly. Tonda, you said that one must listen quickly as well.
Yes.
But it's clear.
It is
flows.
Clear. And the I think the visual imagery and the props make that a little clearer, mm-hmm. but it does go quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So, and with people laughing, of course, you know, when you have a room full of people laughing, or an auditorium in this case, full of people laughing, it makes diction and enunciation and clarity and all those things
well,
ever so important.
Well, timing gets to be a real issue because you rehearse this thing, you laugh at it the first time when you rehearse it, and then after a while it's not so funny anymore, you keep on rehearsing it. Then you do it in front of other people, and then what happens?
Well, that changes everything. The time just goes completely whack.
Because you got to wait out to laugh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But, you know, some like in competition, you just have to push on. You know, and just
we fly.
Do the judges laugh during competition? Do they react to you, or do they sit there with a stony face?
They try not to, but we've gotten the judges to laugh.
Yes, we had we had scouts at Danville to, of course, we were watching, or I was watching, I'll admit that. I was watching a couple of the judges to see if they liked it. And, you know, when they laugh, you know at least that you're kind of on the right track.
Why is it that laughter is so vital in getting a story across or getting a point across or entertaining? Why is the laugh line so important?
For some reason, for us at least, it just gets that ball of energy. And it just gets us going, and then the audience feels that, and we get them going, and we just trade off back and forth, which makes the rehearsal process 10 times more difficult because
we don't feel like we're funny.
Because you know we've done this show, like we did about 14 shows in like 4 days. Mm-hmm. We did that show, and then now we're rehearsing for our national competition, and we were used to filling auditoriums and having tons of people laughing at us, and now we have no one. You know, it's just Tonda out there every once in a while. She'll give us a giggle just to humor us, but, you know, that's about it.
That's it, huh?
Yes, sir.
You need to get some canned laughter or something, Tonda, and
you know what?
Press a button.
It's funny you mentioned that because we're adding canned laughter.
Are you
in
really?
A couple of places. There's a part where Josh Preston says, well, do the joke. And
okay. We have just done Titus Andronicus, which is a pretty bloody play, and I go on to say, I hope no one was too offended by Titus Andronicus. It seems that Shakespeare in his earlier days kind of had a whole blood and guts thing going on. No doubt, if he were working in Hollywood today, he would be working on Titus Andronicus 9, Just Desserts.
Good one.
And then we're going to have Josh Preston point to the tech booth, and we have a big swell of laughter that we're going to add there.
Because it's a horrible joke.
I see. Okay, well, are you having fun doing this, guys?
We're
I want to kill him.
Yeah? You like it?
I hate it. I want to quit. No, it's a blast.
we're having a blast.
You do this in addition to your regular schoolwork, right?
Yes, sir.
When something like this is so big in your life and going so well, do you find that the schoolwork suffers or benefits?
Oh, no. No.
No?
I'm not really going to comment.
Yeah. Folks
we're
might
straight
be
A students,
right?
Yeah.
I think the schoolwork does suffer a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I think if it wasn't just this, though, it would be something else.
Yeah, it would be something else. We're all three procrastinators horribly. Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. When you do this show, you're going to be doing it as a fundraiser coming up now?
Yes, sir.
You got a trip coming up? And
we have to raise about...
Tell me about the business involved here.
We have to raise about $4,000 before March 5th to go. We're having a national competition in Mobile, Alabama, and we all have to pay entry fees.
You've been invited to this?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Because you're winning.
Yes, sir. Once you win this state competition, you go on to that. And we have to raise about $4,000. And
this is for expenses? Travel expenses?
For travel expenses, for
to
lodging.
Pay for it.
You have to have a membership into SETC, which is the
organization that we're putting it on for.
Mm-hmm.
And the admission fees are...
ungodly.
Yeah. They're out there.
Mm-hmm. So you need to raise a few bucks.
Yeah.
Just a couple.
You
got five on?
I can loan you.
To all those wonderful listeners out there.
I can loan you five till payday. Our fund drive starts tomorrow night, so we're a little bit early. But anyone listening who has a little contribution they'd like to make to your effort, where might they send or contact you?
Well, they could contact Dunbar High School. The number there is 381-3546.
381-3546, okay.
Extension 1902. Or you can just ask for Trish Clark's room.
Okay. And Ms. Clark is the drama teacher for Dunbar.
She is our drama mama.
Drama mama. Okay.
But if you will see what I unbiasedly will say is three of the most talented students I've ever seen. So,
I think that's a lot to live up for.
I think that they will have a wonderful time.
Kyle Moore, Josh Preston, and Josh Bayer. And Dunbar Players, is this what you bill yourselves as?
In the play, we actually call ourselves the Paul Lawrence Dunbar Theater Company.
Okay. You can see Kyle Moore, Josh Preston, and Josh Bayer, and you can also see all the props that Walter Early and company are hand. Do you hand the props to them? Are they on a table? How do you get the props to them, Walter?
Our set is a giant book and two trunks, and that's about
Walter
it.
Walter actually makes all the props backstage.
He just whips them up real quick.
We never know what's coming.
And I'm behind the book, and they'll run around and pick them up as they go back.
So you're not actually seeing. You just hand them what's up next.
Right.
Okay, sounds good. Did you take shop or something? Is this how you got this job?
No. I've known these guys for a while. They just asked me to
do
help
y'all
out.
Y'all sort of hang out together?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, what
you
do
just
y'all...
just picked them up off the
what
street.
Do y'all, what do y'all do when you hang out?
as long as our parents aren't listening.
No. We usually just go over to Kyle's house. Kyle has a fairly big basement. We just hang out there. He's got a pool table. We play pool.
Chill.
Just chill.
Yeah. Eat a lot.
Chill.
Mostly read and book.
Do our homework. Get our straight A's that we have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I withdraw the question.
Right now we're...
Read.
Okay. What about you guys? Josh?
Well, we just got done with our musical. We just did Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And
did you all have roles in the show?
Yes, sir.
What did you play?
I was Hysterium.
Hysterium, okay. Mr. Bayer?
I wasn't really cast for the show. What ended up happening is Kyle got allowed to do all kinds of improv when he came across. Mm-hmm. And he ended up picking Walter and I up one night and said, come walk across the stage with us. So Walter and I got to be tourist number one and two.
I was Erroneous, who does the laps around. And on one of my laps around, I took Walter and Josh across with me. And Miss Clark loved it, but our chorus teacher kind of made a face.
Didn't like it. Huh?
She doesn't like us much.
Oh, well.
Oh, she loves us.
She'll grow to love you over time, right? Okay, Tonda, what's up for you next? What are you into after this show makes it to Mobile? What happens in Mobile, by the way, when you get there? If you do well, do you get some kind of prize or
don't we go to like the Kennedy Center?
We don't know.
We don't really know.
That's what's happened in the past is that the winner
gets invited to the Kennedy Center.
But right now we just want to win, so we don't care if they invite us anywhere. We worked really hard to get here, and we're just delighted that we're going to be able to make the trip because that was our goal.
Sounds good. Two shows, Wednesday and Thursday, 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock. $5 will get you in, and the money goes for a worthy cause to send these guys to Mobile. Now, are we buying a round-trip ticket or one way?
We are taking two vans.
We don't really want to come back.
So, see, we're not spending the money foolishly. We are bargain basementing it here.
Okay.
We're also taking a truck to take our set. So there will be.
And just for the record, Tonda said we were delighted to go on the trip. No, we're not. We want to win.
That's it. You're not just going just for the good time.
No. We're professionals.
Get your game faces on.
But we want to win.
We do want to win.
Yeah. Is this somewhat like sports to have competition in the arts?
Yes, sir. It's kind of nerve-wracking to go perform and then come out and sit in the auditorium and watch the other shows that you're competing against and say, ooh, wait, that one may have a shot of beating us. Ooh.
Anytime I've been in a competition like that, I think the wise thing is to not watch the acts that go on before you. After you've been on and done your thing and spent your energy, then come back and watch the rest of them. But I think you keeping your game face on, keeping your focus in is very
important. We're going second to last, so it's going to be...
Oh, really?
I'm going to see a lot of them.
It's going to be tough.
No, I'm not. I can't handle it.
Yeah.
I'll go run or something.
I'm actually excited to see some of the other winners because I hear like North Carolina, I mean, we have one competition and that they have 12 competitions to see who gets to go to this contest. So whatever they bring, it's going to be top notch.
Seasoned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you guys are getting a lot of seasoning, too, with the number of performances you've done. How many shows have you done of this now?
14, something like that in a matter of 4 days.
Yeah, and you got 4 more to go in the next 2 days.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I like competition, and I like arts, and I've done a lot of sporting competitions, and I've done a little bit of art competition. But I think there's room for more of it. I think it's very stimulating and really makes you go for the gusto, go for the essence. And I'm thinking in terms of poetry slams. Have you all ever done any of the poetry slam? Have you ever attended?
I've seen some really good ones.
Yeah. What have you seen? How did it strike you?
I don't know. There's a girl from our school. She goes to Transy now.
What's her name?
Shayla Lawson. Mm-hmm. And she's amazing.
She's amazing.
A competitor.
Yeah, but she came to our school, and she came to GSA while I was attending that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just some really good, like the way they do it, the way they present it. It's nice to watch.
I've had a couple of them on the show here that were involved in Poetry Slam. And I got, the first time they were on, I got the poems ahead of time. So I looked them over to see what, this is original poetry now. They're performing their own stuff. They're not going through a book and getting some Silverstein or something. So I looked at the poems that were going to be read. They gave them to me ahead of time because some of them had a little bit of smutty sort of stuff in it. And so I looked it over. Well, I tried out a couple of them and read them, and I thought, well, I did a pretty good job with those. And there was one I couldn't get to work. Sometimes when you read a poem, especially free verse and, you know, latter-day poetry, sometimes it just won't work for you. Sometimes you can't get the rhythm, you can't catch the idea and all that. So I kind of tossed it off and thought, well, that's not very good. Well, during the course of the show, the young man who wrote that poem did that poem. And when he did it, he sold it. He was dynamite. So I like this idea of competition. I like the way it brings people out, brings out the very best. Well, after, you know, if you think about the metaphors here, I guess, in something like basketball, you know, the thing is a round ball, a round hoop, one end, other end, up and down, put it in, try to keep put it in. It's very appealing. It's a fun game and all that. But when you think about art and the degree of complexity that can be in an art, and then put it into a competitive situation, I'm all for that. Somehow we need to have more competition. Choral competition, drama competition, humor competition, poetry competition, prose competition even. I think we can do it. I want to thank you guys, Kyle Moore, Josh Preston, Josh Bayer, for being a part of Curtains at 8, and wish you the very best on your trip to Mobile, Alabama.
Thank you. Nick Lawrence, alongside Dunbar High School students Joshua Preston, Kyle Moore, Walter Early, and myself, Joshua Bayer, promoting Dunbar High School's competition play, The Complete Works of William Shakespeare Abridged. With us was Tonda Fields, veteran bluegrass actor and director of Shakespeare Abridged, as well as Dunbar High School's earlier production of Psycho Beach Party and many other local productions. On July 29, 2017, we students, family, and the bluegrass lost Tonda far too soon. She will be missed. Thank you for listening to Curtains at 8 on 91.3 WUKY's podcast. I'm Joshua Bear, and take care.